Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
By now we know about Joel Berry and Tony Bradley. Or do we? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Yesterday was the deadline for undergraduates in college basketball to officially enter the pro draft with the hope of getting invited to the NBA Combine, which is more of an official evaluation by pro franchises. Those who did so still have until May 24th to undeclare and return to college, like Justin Jackson a year ago. When I wrote and recorded this late Sunday night, no official word had been released about Berry, Bradley, and for that matter, Theo Pinson, who all could still see where pro scouts rated them heading into the NBA draft in June. Whether or not they filed paperwork in time, UNC merely waited to put out the word today. As one of the thousands of Twitter followers fretted late into Sunday night, Joel and Tony are doing what every college student does. Wait till 11:59 to do what you could have done for the last week. Actually, well before 11:59, unofficial reports had already confirmed Bradley's intentions. This new wrinkle in college basketball's waiting game is good for players who want to know where their pro stock stands heading into the draft. Not everyone who declares gets invited to the combine, where coaches from NBA teams watch player scrimmage, go through drills, and hold one-on-one meetings. Last year, about 70 players were invited, and Jackson, among others, took the counseling and returned to school for another season. For many, it is confirmation of what they have already been told, that they need to get stronger and improve the outside shot, such as J.J. Hurd, and used it as motivation to do both and go from very good status to ACC Player of the Year and All-American. In Bradley's case, he will learn whether NBA teams truly have him rated as a first-rounder on some mock draft boards, where the money is guaranteed whether you are ready to play right away in the NBA or not. Yes, the first 32 players drafted will have some money, but unless they live up to that potential, their dough won't last forever. This is Archansky. See you.